17, beloved. This wonderful prayer of Jesus, taking it up at verse 16, not the rest isn't all wonderful, and offering no insults to our precious Lord, that we leave the first part of his prayer. Mm-hmm. But for the purposes of that which the Spirit is saying among us this morning, this is the most important thing. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world, by which I would conclude that if a person is of the world in any degree, he cannot be sent into the world by Jesus. Worldliness in any degree will prevent you being sent by the Lord. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified by the truth, through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Wonderful thing, beloved, that if Jesus sends you, people are to believe that, that Father sent Jesus. Can they believe that? And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Beloved, let us seek this perfection. I cannot be perfect in myself. Not this perfection. I must be perfect with you in one. I must be perfect with you. I must be perfectly joined with you. Perfectly. What a wonderful truth. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Now, beloved, what then is our union, and what then is our oneness, if it be not love? This is our union. If love be wanting among us, we shall all be a lot of separate units, individualists. But you're counted almost to be an individualist in these days, if all you want to do is to love and make people love. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, he saw this thing straight. I pay him no compliments. He doth not receive honor from men. But I know that he saw this thing straight. For this is what he saw, that if we were not brought into that state of perfect love, as it lieth in between the Father and the Son, so that they are one in love, that this is their life, if it be that we are not made perfect with this same love, then God isn't righteous. See, this is his plea. Oh, Father, righteous Father. That's right. This is his last great cry to his Father. This is the effect of righteousness in our lives. If it does not come to this love, then all our boasting about being justified, saved, and all the other things we talk about are completely useless so far as God is concerned. Do you see? Jesus came to bring us into his own condition, into his own state. He came to bring us into God. That's what he came for. And he says, Father, righteous Father, the world doesn't know thee, but I have known thee. These have known that thou sent me. Now why? Why did they know that God had sent them? Well, John writes it in the beginning of his gospel. God so loved me, he gave me Jesus. That's what he said. John 3:16. I've made it personal. God so loved me, he gave me Jesus. This is it. And he saw that this was it. That Jesus just loved him. That's what he saw. He saw this. He saw the righteousness of it when his own mother, you know, took him with his own brother, James, and pleaded with Jesus that James and John, her two sons, should sit one on the right hand and the other on the left hand of the kingdom. And Jesus said, I can't. Well, he didn't put it like that, but that's what he said. I can't do that. And he saw that the love of God was too great to give John preferences. Have you seen that? And it's all so wonderful that we all may be one. And praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here then is all our perfection. And there is no perfection, and there can be no union except in love. Just let there be a break in love between Father and Jesus, and a Godhead would have been wrecked. That's right. Same with us, beloved. We're to love. And this can only be as we're one. Hallelujah. You must not believe there's something awful in someone else that you want to run away from them. That's not true if they're God's children. Why accept the devil's lies? You must not believe there's anything wrong essentially and basically with anybody that's a child of God. It's into those believing states that the devil comes, if he can. Of course, you see, not to believe anything wrong about anybody else, for love doesn't love thinketh no evil. We read it in 1 Corinthians 13. Love does not think evil. Not to think evil about anybody else will mean that you'll be crucified. You understand that? But it's because we won't pay the penalty that we run away. We won't pay the penalty of believing truly, cleanly, sweetly, wonderfully. And that's why Jesus is the author of faith. There aren't many people with faith on this count. There aren't many people got faith. Not the real kind that Jesus came to give. Faith that never quits. Faith that abides. Faith that's as eternal as God. Now this is what the Lord wants for us. And we're to be one. Now, if you can't be one with somebody, it certainly means that you've got to be crucified somewhere. There's a great big lump of ugly flesh somewhere in you that's got to be got rid of. It's in any other person. You must not conceive the devil the point. You must believe the Lord and go through with him. For to be one with you, my beloved brother and sister, Jesus Christ died. To be one with you. And also, he died to be one with the other person too. Hallelujah. Well, then this is the righteousness of God. Righteousness is a basic thing. To do in the laws of our beings. But love is our substance. And we must move on in this great and wonderful way with God. And you know, Jesus thought, and he was right, that if we could just be with him where he is and behold his glory, that would settle it all. If you could see the glory of being crucified to be one with his Father, for in the end he had to be. Even to be one with his Father, in the end he had to be crucified. For he took the sin of the world on him. And that was that. He had to die then. Yeah. And you see, beloved, once this thing dawns on our hearts, and this is what Paul said he saw, you see, he said that the treasure he had in his earthen vessel was that he saw the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He saw it, he beheld that glory. And he was one with him, and one with you too. And he remained one with all those in Asia who wouldn't be one with him, left him, forsook him. Yeah? Glory. Once a man sees the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, once he's seen that, beloved, that's it. He knows what he's after now. He's not moving when he has. And this was his inspiration when he said in Philippians chapter 3 that he was reaching for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. For that glory, Jesus Christ both died and rose from the dead. And when he got up on high, there it was. You see? You do see, don't you? That's right. When he got up there, glory of God. Glory. What is glory then? What is glory? It's love consummated, ultimately satisfied. The bliss of union. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now let's be one. We can have perfect bliss in this room this morning. Yeah. And next Sunday morning be changed into a higher state of it. That's right. And this is the perfection of it all. Hallelujah. According to your capacity this morning, you can have uttermost perfection. And next Sunday morning you will see, I shan't be with you here. Lots of us won't be together. But next Sunday morning, beloved, you'll see you'll have gone on so much more. But you must come here. I in them, thou in me. You like this? I'm in you, this one. Thou in me. You in me, and I'm in them. And they're in you, and I'm in them, and I'm in you. This is it. Is it? Well, what are you sitting so isolated and detached and cold and aloof for? You see? Praise God. I'm not sort of getting at anything here. I'm only talking general truth in the principle of the revelation. And that's how you must hear. You must be like old David said, oh my soul, why art thou cast down within me? You wouldn't get that all everybody in his kingdom. He's talking general truth. Put yourself into it. Hallelujah. And let the Lord do this wonderful, wonderful thing. Now then, my beloved, you must let your soul come right up. you must be one with everybody. Amen. Remain at one with everybody. And this then will be the perfect expression of love for them. Perfect expression of love in heaven is three persons in one being. Oh, living in one being, three persons. Oh, this is love. So may the Lord do it for all of us. And whether there be 3 or 30 or 3,000 or 3 million, to be at one, what a glorious thing. Hasn't the Lord achieved something when he's done that? Now, hasn't he? Do you think of all the rottenness and the awkwardness and individuality about you and your aspirations and what you got up the mystery about and rode your hobby horse over? You think of all that, and yet the Lord has kind of dealt with that and put you in me. And when you're in me, I find you the same as I am. That's what Jesus said. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. It's the same as I am. I am, and he is. This is what Father said. Listen, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am. Well pleased too to be there. I've broken to state the sentence down. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased inside it. You see? Well, you don't say that way when you read it. I tell you, you ain't got to read the Bible properly to come to a proper understanding. See, he told them at the beginning, when he was baptizing John, he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am. See? He said, call him Emmanuel. Well pleased. Hallelujah. Now, this is what the Lord wants. And if you're sufficiently out of the world as to come out of all this ego seeking business and establishing your own identity and making your mark and being an individual and all this nonsense and claptrap that the psychiatrists come out with, these clever people, and if you'll only come out of the world, that's all the world. You thought all the world was getting sort of like film stars. No. All this sort of the thoughts and feelings and the teachings and the ideas, they all began in hell, and they're all founded upon error in principle. They sprung from the wrong basis. A thing is either from hell or heaven, and you and I are to come into the university of Jesus and be taught by the Spirit the real truth. Jesus is contrary and anti to all that they're teaching in the world today. Yes. Mm. And you and I have got to see this. Forsake it all. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed cross. Wonderful death. And your glorious resurrection into him. That we can live as one, beloved. We can talk as one. Think as one. Oh, it's all so glorious. And, well, that's what I'm after. And I'm pushing hard for it, just as Jesus did. set his face to go to Jerusalem. He pushed away all the time. You can follow me, but you can't lead me. He said to people, well, he didn't say it like that. But that's what he said, follow me. But you can't lead me. He was led of the Spirit because he was a son of God. Mm. And he went to Jerusalem. He pushed away to it all the time. Glory. That's right. Hallelujah. And he had arrived at the prize of the high calling of God in sight. So can you. Yes, he attained to it. It was wonderful, wasn't it? So can you. You've been born from on high in the way he has. You've died into this world and you've been born onto it anew from heaven, have you? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had that cutting off from your soul and being really born onto this world anew? Mm-hmm. That's right. That's when you can begin to see the fulfillment of the prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because you've come down onto the earth from heaven in a great new glorious birth. Hallelujah. That's wonderful, isn't it? Now we're going to fulfill all righteousness. We're going to walk in the ways that he wants us to walk, and the righteous Father will bring righteousness to its uttermost perfection in us, and we shall love, I in them, thou in me. Oh Father, as he anticipated the glory and the bliss of that which he had with Father before the world was, and he was going to have it in us, beloved. Amen. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be and I. You know, beloved, I want to tell you this. That was the greatest love that he knew. We talk about the greatest love of God, so loved the world that he gave his son. But now listen to Son speaking. He says, that love wherewith thou hast loved me, Father. Oh, glory. That's the greatest love of all. Because of that love to him, Jesus did what he did. We sing about the love of Christ to me. It's right. But because of the love that he knew to him, that's why he did it. And that's how he could do it. Because of that. Because no one else loved him. Not with love as he understood it. All right. I want you and I want the Lord to do it for me. To understand what love is. By the standard. And then never demand it of another, but go and give it to them. And if you stop demanding it of others, you'll just about be getting the veil off your eyes. You'll just about begin to see truth. If you stop demanding it of others, upon the basis of the Bible, what it says, and start going out and giving it to others, you will enter into the joy of sonship in a new and marked and manifest way. That's the way. never crawl away somewhere and demand that someone comes and shows love to you in order to prove that they truly are the children or church of God. Come right out of your hole and start and go and love them. Glory. Then the world will believe that Father sent Jesus. That's what Father wants them to know. And Jesus wants them to know that Father sent Jesus. When you go, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love wherewith thou hast loved me in them, and I in them. And then he finishes his prayer. And what do you say?